The global market for recycling plastic has changed dramatically over the last year, and it's already trickling down to what happens with our own household recycling. If you're like me, the recycling you drag to the curb outside your house for pickup includes cans, sales flyers, soda bottles, yogurt tubs, and the clamshells that raspberries and strawberries are packaged in. I put a lot of those in the blue bin. But that's about to change.
For us, it's business as usual. We're taking everything today that we took last year.
That's Sean Weigel, Program Supervisor of Environmental Services for the City of Pittsburgh. He means the usual glass, paper, metal cans, and plastics with the numbers 1 through 5 and 7 on the container. You know, the number inside the little triangle. But
the numbers, we're going to be probably getting away from those in the near future. They're just, in theory, they work great, but they're very confusing.
That's because not all plastic is created equal. The number on the bottom of that strawberry container is number 1. That's PET, or polyethylene terephthalate. It's also a type of plastic soda and water bottles are made from. But those bottles are a lot more valuable than food containers. Bottles can be cleaned and melted down to make more bottles, or other products like carpets or park benches. That's not what happens to many other shapes and numbers of plastics. Erica Young and I are wearing hard hats and watching a parade of bottles and bags. They're moving on a belt from a pile 3 times our height to a platform where they're sorted by hand.
These bays here below the line are our residue bays. So all of that material in there is going to end up at the landfill.
We're just outside of the tipping floor of Waste Management's MRF, or Materials Recovery Facility, on Neville Island near Pittsburgh. 10,000 tons of material come through here each month. They have recycling contracts with businesses and municipalities in the region. Workers pick out stuff that could hurt the machines, materials that can't be recycled, like garden hoses. We even see a bowling ball.
Your strawberry clamshells might not be in this refuse pile, but before they get to the end baling, they will probably end up in a refuse pile.
Yeah. Young says later on down the line, the cardboard and paper material are sorted with a sizing screen. The paper rolls over the top because it's flat, but those flimsy plastic berry containers also fold flat.
So it's going to roll over top and it eventually could end up with the paper as well.
She says that's contamination. Until last year, a lot of plastic and paper recycling was sold from facilities like this one to China. But at the beginning of the year, China stopped importing most plastic waste and mixed paper, like junk mail. It has its own trash problems, and China will only accept a prohibitively low amount of contamination in the materials it still takes. That leaves sorting facilities with few options.
If we don't have a market to sell this material to, it essentially isn't a recyclable.
So strawberry containers and yogurt cups have to come out of the waste stream. Even glass has a contamination problem because in a single stream facility, bottle caps and other small items get mixed up with it. Young says Waste Management is trying to get the word out to its customers, those municipalities, that it really only wants paper, cans, and those plastic jars, jugs, and bottles with a narrower top, which they can still sell. Anne Germain is with the National Waste and Recycling Association.
We understand why China is doing this, but the timeline that they set for it was so short, it didn't allow for alternative markets to develop.
Germain says even the alternative markets in Asia, Vietnam and Thailand, are turning away foreign recycling because they're overwhelmed with the surplus. And building similar facilities in the U.S. will take time and investment. She says recycling companies are getting squeezed. The cost of doing business is higher because they have to pay to send more material to the landfill, and they're getting less money for material they can still find a market for. Those costs will eventually be passed on to their customers. Justin Stockdale is Western Regional Director of Pennsylvania Resources Council, a statewide environmental group. He says he doesn't want people to be discouraged by all of this.
It's heartbreaking to say that, well, I buy my thing in that package because I think it's recyclable, and now you're telling me it's not. I've changed my life to support recycling, and now it's all been for naught.
Stockdale says recycling still works, but it's a commodity, not just a way to deal with our trash. He says single-stream recycling, where we put all of the materials in one bin, is easier for people. But it was designed to grow the volume of the material that recyclers actually wanted, like those number 1 and number 2 plastic bottles. So what if we collected the other stuff that's gumming up the works the old-fashioned way? Like we did in the 1980s, by sorting it ourselves and dropping it off at a dedicated facility.
And it may be the glass goes back through drop-off. It may be the cardboard goes back through drop-off.
What about my clamshells?
Maybe the clamshells go back through drop-off. And I think we need to think about this as an opportunity to get it right and to do better.
And as Stockdale reminds me, recycling is only one of the R's. Reduce and reuse are even more critical now, while the world market is in flux. So I could go to the farmer's market with my own container to buy strawberries, or get creative with how to reuse that plastic clamshell. I'm taking suggestions. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Kara Holsapple.